One of the many things I appreciate about being here at St. Raphael Parish is the opportunity to serve with younger priests. It's now been 20 years that our parish has had a younger priest, almost always a newly ordained priest. Father Carl Schmidt, although he is older than I am, was the first newly ordained priest to serve with Father Doug. Following Father Carl was Father Jason Blahnik, Father Luke Ferris, Father Michael Warden, and Father Edward Looney, who all served with Father Doug. I've served with Father Matthew Rappel, Father Anil Polamari, Father Kevin Ripley, Father Quinn Mann, and now Father Ben Pribano. And I've so appreciated the opportunity to serve with these priests, certainly including Father Ben. Each of them has helped me to grow as both a person and a priest, and I hope that their interactions with me have had some benefit as well. They each have brought a real love of the priesthood and a real desire to help people grow in faith. Father Ben has a real zeal for our faith and a great way of interacting with people as he presents the faith. Father Ben really has a heart for God. One of the blessings of this feast of the Presentation of the Lord that we celebrate today is an insight into the interplay among generations in the temple that day in Jerusalem. Mary and Joseph were bringing their infant son. When they arrived at the temple, they found Simeon and Anna, both advanced in years, both very faithful to God. Simeon and Anna spent their time in hope-filled prayer, awaiting the consolation of Israel. Anna and Simeon each shared both their joy in seeing the baby Jesus, as well as words of wisdom for his mother Mary. Simeon's response to this encounter was a canticle, a song of praise, like one Mary sang her Magnificat after her visit with her cousin Elizabeth. The canticle of Simeon, which we sang on the way into church this morning, is prayed at the end of each day in the night prayer of the church. Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace. My eyes have seen your salvation, a light for the Gentiles and glory for your people, Israel. Let's pray that we recognize the presence of Christ in one another. Let's recognize the presence of Christ in the cute but sometimes fussy baby or the energetic toddler in the pew behind us. Let's honor the wisdom of those who have much more experience than we have and listen well as they share their wisdom with us. Let's come to know how God works in the interplay of the young and the old, the rich and the poor, single and married and divorced and widowed. Let's be with Mary and Joseph, eager to be present to seek God's blessing. Let's be like Anna and Simeon, who hold on to hope over time, even when others may have lost hope. Let's all be aware that Christ comes to us as light, light that we so desperately need. And so let's be present, waiting, expecting, knowing that light may come through others in ways we do not expect. This is a church that Christ has given us. let us rejoice in this wonderful gift of the church, each and every one of us, as Christ brings us into his wonderful light.